With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 294, Transformers.
Oh, good. So I saw the animated flick, so I'm glad we're doing that
No,
one.
It's not a flashback.
Fudge. It's not a Real Spoilers rewind.
Yeah. You're thinking of The Transformers, the movie.
The Joe. Transformers, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Transformers.
They also did a G.I. Joe's animated movie, too.
Sure they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
That was the business
the
back then. You've got the touch. Do, do, do. I love that.
That needs to be our outro song.
I will tell you right now, as soon as I got out of this dumpster fire, I put on the soundtrack to the Transformers the movie.
It's the most,
it is so awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't you do me a favor and play the one that Mark Wahlberg sings?
When does that happen?
In Boogie Nights.
In Boogie
he
Nights.
Sings, you got the touch.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
That's hilarious. This is like worlds colliding
oh
now.
Oh, my gosh. It all makes sense now. Michael Bay, you genius.
All right. Let's not
let's say, whoa.
Easy.
Kevin, all the letters about that are should go directly to yeah. Kevin.
At Kevin at realspoilers.com.
Yes. So before we dive in, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves as slowly as possible in order to delay the time
the
before we have to talk about this movie.
This is Dan. Roll out.
Oh, man. This is Joe.
This is Nemesis Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this is Tom. So there we go. Thanks. Mm,
that's right. I forgot he gave himself an evil name. The only thing that was missing is that he should have had like a goatee.
Hey, he's evil. Hey,
it's just like,
I have a goatee.
Yeah, but you know, but everybody yeah. knows that when you go evil, you get a
right.
goatee.
No.
Yeah.
Tom. It just transforms. It's a bunch of bolts and screws come out of his
well,
chin.
I mean, the John Goodman.
Oh, I see what it is. You can say all this bad things about people with goatees because you're like, no, I mean, one of my friends has a goatee.
Yeah, it's yeah. totally cool.
I don't hate people
yeah,
with
it's
goatees.
Fine. It's totally cool.
Yeah. I also shaved this morning, so.
So, man, Joe,
good luck.
Don't envy me on this one, do you?
I don't know. It's funny, for like as much as I can remember like little details,
uh-huh.
to sit down and like
figure this out,
regurgitate a plot like you do, like I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
And neither of us are the script writers.
Yeah. And I don't know how you would even
it's gonna be a tough
begin
go.
To start the process
but
on a film like this.
But the interesting thing is, guys, this movie has a crazy huge plot. They try to go into such a convoluted backstory with all this crap. Like, there is way too much plot in this movie. I'm not saying it's good or makes sense, but holy crap. Like, let's start back with the times of King Arthur and the knights. And
this is
like,
just distraction. I mean,
oh
they just threw
gosh.
In so much. They're like, if we throw in enough that maybe people will be
lost. Better.
And they won't know how terrible it is.
So before we get started, I'm going to look at Michael Bay's track record.
Okay.
So we start in 1995. With Bad Boys, right?
Right.
That's a good flick.
Yeah.
That's a
absolutely.
Fun flick. Then we go to The Rock, which I enjoy a lot. That's
it's
a good
fun
little,
action
a good
movie.
Little movie.
Yeah.
Then we go to Armageddon, which...
Okay.
No, I hate that movie so much.
It is what it is.
Why do you hate that movie?
I hate that movie. Now, I haven't seen that movie since it came out,
neither
but I remember...
I hated it then.
I remember being
it made
fine.
$1 trillion.
It was a big,
so
giant,
huge,
mindless action movie, but it was...
I didn't think... I hated
I
everything
you,
about
Harry.
That movie. And then I remember watching the movie, and I'm like...
One, space dementia. Get out of here. And then two, I was like, if he tries to jump that.
Oh, he's going to jump it.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm like, goodbye. No, I hate that movie. I just felt everything about it. It's just like I hate Top Gun. I hate these movies.
How do you
that
hate
are,
Top Gun?
Because it's terrible.
Oh, I hated Top Gun.
And yeah. You can be my wingman anytime. No, sorry. I hate it so much. And
Did you ever see the Quentin Tarantino speech?
And I totally agree with that.
Oh, yeah. What? About how Top Gun
is a homophobic is fantasy.
About, is
a,
not homophobic, but
is homoerotic. About
homoerotic fantasy.
Well, I'm booking that up when I get home.
Yes,
that sounds great.
No, I honestly, I was just like, I just did not like Armageddon whatsoever. Okay. All right.
So then we go to Pearl Harbor. Which,
no,
obviously very panned, not very good. Bad Boys 2 and 2. So he took a break from, so Armageddon's 98, Pearl Harbor's 2001, Bad Boys 2 is
not really
2003.
A break. These are some big movies.
Well, I mean like time frame wise, I mean 98 to 2001.
Yeah. Pearl Harbor, it's
I
a
think
huge
Pearl Harbor
movie.
Was a
you
massive undertaking.
That is
really
no break.
Huge.
Huge,
huge.
Huge
movie. And they thought,
I don't think I've ever seen that.
They thought that
massive.
They thought that movie was going to be
Titanic.
Like Titanic. Yeah, they really did, cuz they thought, cuz they were like historical, it's going to have all the weight and importance of a historical film, but we'll still have all this action. And they thought, and Ben Affleck was like,
he was hot
stuff. Hottest actor going right at that back then.
Yeah.
And like they thought this was going to be the movie.
Yes.
They were wrong.
Yes,
they were.
And then because it was still Michael Bay.
That's right. So then Bad Boys 2 was in 2003, which I enjoy that movie.
It's fun.
What you going to do?
It's an action movie, you know?
The Island. It's all
right. It's okay because he shot enough footage for that
for
movie to reuse it for other movies.
And then we go to Transformers, and this. So to me, the island is where he hits the skids. Like that's where.
Now, where does he hit the mud flaps?
That would be Transformers 2.
Okay.
Yes.
Because he kind of rebounds with
Transformers. Was for what it is. That's a good movie.
I liked it.
That's a good movie.
I think people had such low expectations because they're one, it was a toy movie. So the other one that we had around that time was G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Which is a deep fried taco movie. But
actually, G.I. Joe 2 is even more of a deep fried taco.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like where it's like. When in the G.I. Joe movie, when it was like when they had the underwater battle, I was like, okay, they fully embraced the absurdity of all of this.
Yes.
But the Transformers movie, like people walked out like, huh.
That's legit. What this movie did for me, the one positive thing it did is I went back and watched all the good Transformers stuff. It made me like
the first movie.
Like a palate cleanser.
right.
Well, the movie and Transformers but so it went back and because my love for this, I'm like, these were good.
They've,
properties
they've
like
managed to make
decent for what it is a toy sales.
I mean the Transformers in the 80s, they had their own cartoon, they had their own movie, they had their own comic book, they had their own toys. Like they were running with He-Man.
It's a great premise.
Point.
You
like,
have cars.
Was,
so think about it, like cars. You know, toy cars. People were into
Transformers
that, right?
Were the original.
But then
they're
robots,
right?
So you had cars, you had robots.
They had robots that turn into a gun, mind you.
Yeah.
Megatron would transform into a gun.
Yes.
Like that's
a giant
metal gun.
No.
Is that a giant gun? Wouldn't that just be a cannon?
No, he was a gun.
No,
but a giant gun is a cannon.
But he had a handle, trigger, everything.
I think you're not remembering this correctly. Megatron transformed into a tiny little gun that Starscream would fire. Somehow, big Megatron turned into a handgun that would blast you like a cannon.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah, that's
tiny.
Right. Yes,
it was like what?
I don't know,
but it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then Galvatron turns into a cannon.
The purple cannon. That's right.
So, but anyway, I would be happy to tell you about all the old stuff. I grew up with it. I loved it. I had all the action figures.
Sure.
I had the semi truck.
Yeah, I had the semi truck.
Big money.
Yep.
Optimus,
so
actually.
What you're saying is you like Transformers so much you got a semi.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks. I was like,
Dan's like, I'll allow it.
That is.
Well, I mean, for me, it was Ghostbusters, Transformers, Turtles, He-Man, and superheroes. Like, those were the figures that I had.
I was in high school at the time.
Right. Yeah,
so.
I know.
Yeah.
So, like, 2007, he kind of gets to his momentum back with the first Transformers, and then he does nothing but Transformers movies.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Fallen. Dark Side of the Revenge of the Fallen 2009.
He did that one.
He did 13 Hours
Pain
and
Gain.
13
Pain
Hours
Gain.
And Pain and Gain are the two where I was like, yeah, where's this guy been?
Yeah.
Like, those are both pretty good
Pain
movies.
And Gain, and I think Tom and I are on the same page. Like, Pain and Gain works until a certain point where there's like a huge tonal shift.
Yeah.
but he they it's like keep trying needed, to make it a comedy.
There needed to be a huge tonal shift.
Oh, and it wasn't. It's like if they would have taken that direction,
they would have made a great
movie. It would
have
been great. But they kept going wacky, and it was like, but nobody else is there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see. Think the movie,
and it should have gone dark.
If it wasn't based on a true story, I would have enjoyed it. Like, it's good, but it's just too weird that it's based on a true story. Like, mm-hmm. them torturing this guy and killing him like they really did in real life, mm-hmm. I can't laugh at that. That's right. not...
And that's when the movie should have got dark.
Yeah, Fargo's funny.
Yes, but it should have...
But Fargo, when there actually starts to be real repercussions, the movie gets dark,
right.
and it stops trying to be funny.
Right.
And
exactly.
Where Pain and Gain didn't do... And that's the difference between... Coen Brothers making your movie.
Michael Bay.
Yeah. Bay.
Exactly. Because when they get wacky with this guy and everything they're doing, I'm like, it's not funny. Like, I can't. Yeah.
Because Michael Bay can't get away from that.
Yeah.
That color saturated 90s. Everybody's glistening.
Yeah.
You know, like everything. When it even looks like it's like a.
And it even kind of work because that's the
soda commercial.
Because that's the time frame this movie took place in. So
right.
Like,
which worked for that.
Yeah.
But
he can't get serious.
Like
with
he literally like that's I in this movie I was like, oh my god, he is so stuck in the '90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
So then he did Pain and Gain in 2013, Age of Extinction in 2014.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No, so
that's
terrible.
That's the one he didn't like. That's
Dark of the Moon's
one.
Fun.
Dark of the Moon I enjoyed. Yeah. I was bored by the first Transformers. Now, in that film's defense, I did not see it in the theater. I saw it on television.
Oh, okay. It was huge.
So I liked that movie a lot.
But maybe being bored was actually what made it like being bored in one of his movies means that maybe there was
something to
enough.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
storytelling.
If I was in the theater, I might have had a different experience.
It
would have
been fun.
I guess we had to do.
You guys.
Pain and Gain? Age of Extinction?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we did Pain and Gain. It was too small of a film.
No.
Okay. And then I know we did 13 Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed. Like, I own that
hours
now.
Is good.
I like that movie a lot.
No, 13 Hours is good. That was
cast
like,
that
wow.
dude as an actor. I'm telling you right now. If I'm Warner Brothers, you get him for your Hal Jordan.
Who, Krasinski?
Now. Yes,
I
right
think
now.
He's Jack Ryan.
On the TV show.
On the TV show.
A TV show.
Right.
But, I mean, you can still do a movie.
No, I know. I know.
And there's no announcement of Green Lantern now anyway. Like, that's not even on the cards at
gotta
this point.
Got to get through some of their other
that's
movies
what I agree.
First,
no, yeah.
The and laziest then, superhero.
He's not the laziest.
He is. All
not.
He has to do is, like, I'm going to scoop him up and with a giant shovel and a big bucket.
Do you know how much willpower it takes to make that stuff from that ring?
He can do it from a lawn chair.
There's plenty of
it. You know what I'm doing? I'm Green. Look at me. You know what I'm doing? I'm Green Lantern you right now.
Using that logic, then I would have to say that the actual laziest superheroes would be the Wonder Twins because they don't even do it by themselves. They got somebody else to help.
Yeah.
Well, you carry me.
It always comes down to a giant gorilla and a bucket of water.
It always comes down to like water and something that holds water.
Yeah. The form of a giant gorilla, shape of a bucket of water. Yay! What?
And then, of course.
Until they fought the Globetrotters, and then it was a bucket of confetti.
Yeah.
But then they teamed up with Rip Taylor.
Well, you had to.
Do you guys think, do you think instead of storyboarding, they just watch Michael Bay play with toys, and he goes, and then this guy goes, and then he goes,
I picture him and
he goes, whoa.
I picture him and Zack Snyder,
by the way,
sitting together, and he was like, no, bro. This is what you should do with your movie.
Can you imagine?
What's
even worse is on the Battleship movie, all those meetings took place with someone in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just together.
Can we name like our bro club of movie directors? So I think it's Brett Ratner, Michael Bay,
Zack Snyder.
Who else has got
and then you
could
just be like, you know, like interchange anybody at that point. Like those are your three. Those are your bros who just make
the bro club for
the
bros.
Bro club for bros.
Yeah. Can you imagine when they like rent out the pop collar polo store? And
how many
can you fit at once?
I can fit on 16 shirts, bro. All different. So like, he's also got something coming out
called.
It's as of right now, it's called The Time Salvager. Which is about a convict is sent to Earth from an apocalyptic future in order to save it.
Wasn't that Time Cop?
It's a book. Yes, kind of. It was a book by Wesley Chu, apparently.
Bless you.
I don't know. Thank you. Yeah. So he's kind of made from 2000.
Wait, were
Were you sneezing at that movie?
No.
Okay.
I would never sneeze in a movie, Tom. Especially not if I was told to.
Yeah.
He's been making his living on Transformers movies since 2007.
Yeah. And a handsome living.
The four movies have made $3.8 billion combined worldwide. Obviously, they're doing all right in the financial department.
It's unbelievable you just fail upwards.
This leads me to the point where with these movies and the laziness of this script, and by lazy, that's not even the word for it, because that would be giving it too much credit. They just don't care at all.
No.
I mean, this movie would have been a good 20, 30 minutes shorter.
There's one guy that cares.
Wahlberg?
I was thinking Hopkins.
Oh, I think
Hopkins killed
Wahlberg. To his credit, did not phone this movie in. He was giving this.
It was fine.
Without Wahlberg actually in this movie, you know, I think that it was bad, but
could have been worse.
Wahlberg elevates it. He's seriously talking about these.
Just felt like everybody in this movie was yelling.
I did think
it was so much yelling. Yeah. I thought I was at a family reunion.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins is just.
I wasn't one.
I mean,
so
I think he's almost just like elegant that he can't not be good.
But he can be good.
No, that's what I mean. It's like
he can't not be good.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's, I also think negative. It's funny that he's supposed to be from Texas, but he has the Boston accent.
What? Like
no, I'm talking about Anthony.
No,
Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Marky
Mark.
No,
Anthony Hopkins is just like.
I think this is the first time in history anybody's confused Mark Wahlberg with Anthony Hopkins.
No,
it'll never happen again.
No, I mean, we were talking about this. I was like, from the get go, I'm like, okay, so it's going to be King Arthur. That's whatever.
Okay, we got to dive in here.
So we do.
King Arthur.
Yeah.
Like, so as they reveal later in the movie, like, Transformers have been around since at least the time of King Arthur. So then they start
the time of legends.
Yeah, and so they start.
I will say this is the better King Arthur movie than King Arthur.
Fair enough.
It actually is. So 100%.
They start rattling off all these historical figures that had secreted away Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Guess who was on that list?
Who wasn't on the list?
Like, Shia freaking LaBeouf.
Yeah, but it was like they go on, and it's like they list all these people, and like
Frederick Douglass.
Yes, that's the one that really stuck in my craw.
Think maybe he would have done a little bit more with the Transformers.
The runaway slave in the dark days of the Civil War, where it was looking like the South might squeak out a win.
Yeah.
Do you think he maybe would have said, I've got a giant goddamn robot that can kill them all? Like,
I think he probably would have turned those
he
tides
can just
a little bit more.
Step on them. Let me go get my giant robot, and we'll end slavery right effing now.
Yeah. Like, guess what?
I was in
white
the movie
man
the theater
is now
like,
the slaves.
I was in the theater like, whoa, pump the brakes on that. What?
Yeah.
Did you just say Frederick Douglass?
Right. Like, I'm pretty sure there would have been a lot of Southern white slaves.
Yes, I think there would have been a lot of.
And
Southern.
And I don't begrudge him that. I'm just saying, if a runaway slave
had a transformer
yes. at their disposal,
yes.
willing to do their bidding,
correct?
Yes. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that
might have been some
there might have been some people named Beauregard picking the gun.
Yeah,
like that's. Yeah, that seems fair.
I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah, I think we would have seen the deployment of the Retconicons.
Yeah. So let's talk about King Arthur.
Okay, so
and Merlin.
So
and
Merlin,
King
by
Arthur,
the way,
Stanley Tucci's
Merlin.
Back.
Yeah, did he sign a multi-picture deal that he had to be in
he
more
was
than
in
one?
The last one is the bad guy.
Yes,
and now he's Merlin.
Now he's Merlin.
It's like what?
Yeah.
Or Stanley Tucci in a beard?
Yeah.
It's like a theater troupe.
Yeah. Yeah. Stanley Tucci was like. Tell you what, I'll give you this much of an accent, but I'm not changing the way I talk.
No.
So
it's
like, I don't need the script. Just tell me what give me the gist
we'll
of what
take
he
it.
Says.
You got it.
So basically, Merlin, we're led to believe
Merlin, King Arthur was going to lose.
Yeah, history, Transformers are really writing these historical events because they've been around since the time of legend.
Right.
So Merlin doesn't have powers. He is given.
He's a charlatan, basically.
He's given a staff by one of the ancient Transformers that lands on Earth that lets him control the
Transformer dragon.
Yeah.
Which do you ever remember a dragon?
No, that's new.
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking too. I'm like, there's dragons.
No,
they don't fight dragons. Like that's how little they know. They're there's knights. I guess
there's not a story where he fights.
Oh, Percival fights a dragon,
yeah.
doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I think he does.
But anyway, so yeah, that's what Merlin's all about. So they're rewriting history and making Transformers responsible for
everything.
Yeah.
So the Transformers are responsible for the atomic bomb?
Yeah, I guess so.
What a bunch of...
Whatever. So
yeah, so we're going to throw a bomb and destroy, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki when all we had to do was be like, stop it, or we're going to send our Transformer after you.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Oppenheimer on that list, but hey, yeah. You know.
I mean, whatever. Einstein was there.
They were taking...
They probably thought Einstein was Oppenheimer, like, to their... Yeah. You know, like,
well, yeah. They don't know.
The guy with the smart guy with the crazy hair.
I also like when they say that King Arthur, it's like they're fighting for the future of civilization. Like, no,
well, they were.
Not. It would have been a different civilization, right. But like the planet wasn't going to end if King Arthur lost a battle.
We were all going to live.
Like we might be speaking German instead of English because they were fighting the Danes, right?
But I think so, yeah.
But like, but they're not like, but. It wasn't like if King Arthur lost this battle, the planet was is going to die.
Yeah, but, they, right. But yeah, but like Bay makes it like it was. I almost felt like they were fighting the orcs from Lord of the Rings or something.
Well, like, right. It's also like, it's also, and I, God, I hate to play this card. It's also kind of a really white thing to think that like, oh, if King Arthur loses, it's good civilization as we know it.
Can we say that Michael Bay voted for Trump?
Yeah. Well, he made 13. He made a Benghazi movie.
That's also true.
He made a Benghazi movie.
So it's very possible.
Let's not get into politics.
But I'm just saying, I think it's fair to say he made a Benghazi movie.
Right.
But like that's,
yeah, I mean, it's
a Benghazi movie that for the most part we enjoyed. Correct.
Referencing the battle, you know, between the Arthur and the bad guys. Yeah. I was like, whoa. Whoa. I don't think it was down to, you know. Yeah. Right.
I saw them forging their weapons at Sauron's place. And I was like, who are the, like, what? So I think his history might be a little off.
So then we flash forward to
The knights swear to around the round table.
Yes.
Are the knights
a round table that's out in the open, by the way.
Yeah. You know, but in the forest. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But, so there's the knights around table. Then there's the 12 robot knights.
Well, they also transform the table to be weatherproof.
Oh, yes. I didn't think about that.
Really
important. Yeah, it was really... Well, it's stone.
Yeah, an epoxy sealant.
Well,
you're good.
The clear coat. They invented the clear coat.
They invented the clear coat. Yeah.
The shellacicon came out and took care of it.
So then we flash forward to present day.
Oh, and Cade Yeager?
Are we Cade Yeager with the girl?
Well, I guess we don't meet Cade Yeager yet.
Right. So we get the kids. Who, like... I kept thinking that kids don't talk like that. But then I think about it, like, they do talk like that. Like, I want to hotwire this bitch. It's like,
oh, they do.
Oh,
Joe.
God.
Newsflash.
Yeah. So they break into this militarized zone that I guess was the site from
the Cubs stadium. So
are they in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That wasn't Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Because that's what gets destroyed.
That did not look like Wrigley Field.
Dark
at all.
Yeah.
It was.
So
let's just say it was Chicago.
Yeah. We'll say it was Chicago. Fine. So these kids break in and they're going through the rubble, and then all of a sudden,
Ed 209 shows up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So then they get covered by this girl, the Megan Fox Jr.
Yeah.
Rescues them and kind of scurries them away because the military is coming into clean it. They find heat signatures inside here, so they realize that something is up.
Are you talking about foreign box office blank slate?
Yes, basically. But has Josh Duhamel been in any of these since?
Yeah.
He's been in all of them?
No, he's been in more, though.
But
he was in the first one for sure. He was
in the last...
I feel like he's been in most, if not the three of the five.
So I felt like when they introduced him, it was supposed to be like, oh, he's back. Because they,
I don't
like
know if he was in the last one. I don't remember.
I don't think he was in the last one, but he was in the others.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So Josh Duhamel and his team of Transformer assassins, I guess.
So there are these giant
Transformers like buried in the rubble, and nobody's thought to go through the rubble, and it's not hard to get into the rubble because
they just gated it off. Tom.
Like 3 12-year-olds walk
chain
in
link
there.
Fence. It's a chain link fence that says "Stay out,"
and then they find giant Transformers. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So they in the canopy. Is in there, and I don't remember him as a Transformer.
I think it's new.
Yeah, so he protects the people, and then he dies.
Yep.
And then
the little girl is so upset about it.
Right. He's my family. I was like, well.
Yeah, and Mark Wahlberg shows up with his huge blaster and saves the day.
Well, he showed up with Bumblebee, right?
Right.
So Bumblebee shows back up.
Which, It was pretty cool. I mean, I like Michael Bay knows action. Bumblebee breaking apart and fighting. Yeah. I mean, the action's fine. The story's complete crap. The dialogue's complete crap. If this was an hour and a half with just kick-ass action, it'd be fine. It's all this convoluted.
It's been the same action forever
that
since
Bumblebee
he's been
stuff is new.
No. I mean, literally, it's slow-mo things cartwheeling through the air, and Michael Bay goes.
But the best part about that is you never see them transform. It's all off screen.
They
make the sound.
There's definitely transformer avoidance.
See Bumblebee.
This franchise has always had this problem of not wanting to show you Transformers actually transforming.
Yeah. Like, that's what you want to see.
Yeah.
Well, now the way they do it is they do show it now, but they do like the little cartwheel or whatever. See, because they used to transform like in person, you know, they do it all standing, but now they do a cartwheel, so like you don't really see what they're doing. But
it's
how do you do like a side
enough
kick?
That you can't really
they
like
spin and do a kick, and then that's how they all transform now.
It's terrible. Like I want to see Bumblebee in midair transform into
because that's what made the toys so cool. That the toys they worked. Like
you would spend an hour and a half trying to get them transformed, but
it worked. So if you can design a toy to do it, you can have a computer, a CGI graphic do it.
Yeah. Man, look, there's a guy in a cardboard suit outside of the Chinese theater right now
that
who
drives
can do
around.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
And all he has to do is stand up.
Yeah. That's your money shot, man.
Yep.
It's totally cheap. I'm telling you, you know, there's no way if you see like that Japanese Mitsubishi bot, because that makes sense, transform, there's no way it's actually transforming. It's just spinning and magically, you know,
he's a car.
And the first one, they do show them transform.
Yeah,
Prime actually breaks down.
Yeah,
and,
two, I think, was the worst, because two, it was just like kaleidoscopes. They would just
zoomed into their
arm. They would zoom in and they would you would just see a bunch of like colors swirling. And then they were robots.
Then now we're Transformers. Yeah.
Well, that's what Bumblebee suddenly turned into the Iron Giant.
Yeah,
I've always Bumblebee
got separate pieces all over.
Bumblebee that was cool because it was new. Like they hadn't shown that yet.
But
yet.
So in the cartoons, I was all like Bumblebee and Hot Rod were always my favorites.
Oh, don't talk about Hot Rod.
And I did not realize that was him until he said it, and I got so pissed off.
Oh, Hot Bod.
Yeah, and I'm just like. Are you telling me that's Hot Rod right now? Is that what's happening?
Oh, you're talking about the red car that was voiced by Judd Nelson in the movie? He's a black Lamborghini that's French now.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm so pissed. And I don't even care about the color. Like, I get that you have to do what you have to do with the colors in the movie. I get it. But
no, but
be Hot Rod.
No, make them look like, okay, I get the car brands because they have to have advertisers, right? Who makes these $250 million movies, right? It's the car makers or sponsor them. So I get that now Bumblebee's a Camaro.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's yellow. But he's still yellow.
But he's yellow, exactly.
Yeah. But they did have a callback to Bumblebee being a bug.
That was probably one of the smartest things about this script. That small thing was the smartest thing.
Yeah.
But Hot Rod should be red. If you look at Hound, John Goodman's character, who's fine, he looks just like that in the cartoon. Like, make them look like they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Change the brand if you have to. But don't make Hot Rod a black Lamborghini that's French. That's just not...
He needs to be red and yellow.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So Mark Wahlberg saves the day. He gets the kids out. He
brings them back to the
junkyard.
He
threatens to assault a child at one point, which is a thing that really actually... He's like, you want me to punch you in the face? And the kid's like, no. He's like, okay, get out of here. So then he sort of adopts not Megan Fox's younger sister. Mm-hmm. She's not... Okay, she's not Megan Fox's younger sister, but they give her the same hairstyle, the same skin color palette. Like she's like a smaller version
of
Megan
Fox.
She's
just generic. I don't know that we have to even compare. They're just generic, bland characters.
But
no,
I mean, like I will say, like Transformers 1 and 2 put Megan Fox on the map.
Yeah,
like she was a sex pot. I don't know how else to describe it. Because
they sexualize this little girl, though.
No, they don't. No, they don't sexualize the other girl either.
She's more proper. There's not like the staircase shots or anything.
I guess that's
like,
true. There are like where her boobs are out almost all the time.
They did.
Yeah, not as much as Megan
Fox.
As blatant as Megan Fox, but it was still like
I mean, Megan Fox was wearing shorts that were barely shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And a shirt,
what I like to call the pap smear can.
Yeah, where I could see her birth canal.
But I mean,
over the side of that bike.
But that's the thing. They're just filling in these generic slates, right?
Oh,
so
that
character is the Megan Fox replacement.
It's almost like, okay,
Mad Libs.
Here's your wrestling reference for the day. When Kevin
We've
Nash,
already had one, sorry.
Nope. I get one.
Move it on.
I gave you the belts. Damn it. They tried bringing in a fake wrestlers to replicate others. Like, so if WWE owned the rights to names... but not the people.
Gotcha.
So when those people playing those characters jump ship to another company,
oh, they tried to like recast them.
They did, and they thought that nobody would notice that the guys were just like, those aren't them.
It's not Bo and Luke.
It's not. What do you? We just saw them on the other show. What are you doing?
It's not Bo and
so
Luke.
It like Transformers is kind
Bo
of
and Luke Duke.
Yeah, it's Transformers is kind of like that. Where it's just like, no, we'll just replace. You're a nameless character. We'll just insert somebody else here and it won't matter.
So they go back to the junkyard where Mark
Who's
Wahlberg's
the black kid? Was
out.
He a kid from the other
He's
movie?
He's just new.
New.
Oh, just
no,
new
are, character. The kids were
generic.
Just like...
This is the replacement for T.J. Miller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, no, it's international and just stereotype fulfillment center. It's just like...
It was bad.
You know what I mean? They're just like, oh, here's the token black character. Here's the Asian character. Here's the... I mean, these
Where was
movies,
the Asian character?
Well, the Ken Watanabe plays... Mm-hmm. A Mercedes that's Japanese, because that makes sense.
He did?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess I figured having him play a Japanese car would be a little on the nose.
But that's what, I mean...
Like how Power Rangers used to be like, the yellow one's Asian and the black one's black.
How much restraint did it
one's
take,
an Indian.
How much restraint did it take for Michael Bay to not make him a Toyota Camry? You know what I mean?
I think cooler heads prevailed. Yes. Yeah. I think the studio stepped in and they were like, no.
Michael Bay's like, we'll just make him a Honda CR-V.
But having a German car be a samurai does not make sense. As like bad as it would be, it just doesn't make sense.
Oh! You know who I thought that...
He's a Mercedes.
You know who I thought that was? I thought that was the guy from Rogue One.
Oh,
not
no.
Donnie Yen, but the other guy.
Yeah. It's
Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so
yeah, right on.
Anyway, but it's just like there's every single and it's just so
30
yeah.
minutes. It's, yeah. Okay. Fair. Yeah. 30 minutes. So the government
I mean, I don't want to tip our hand or anything.
The government ends up putting a tracker on Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as that goes, don't you think the super advanced robot
yes, would feel it.
Would
it's
feel
so,
a
so
tracker be
yeah.
attached to his spoiler. Yeah, right.
That's where
like,
this is where the script goes
this
off
is,
the rails.
This is yeah. where I was hoping that like
I mean, it would have been like a bug bite. You'd been yeah. like, oh,
well, or he goes,
hey.
So Bumblebee still uses like movie quotes for his dialogue, which I don't mind.
Cut it out.
Like
movie
I don't
five.
That doesn't bother me.
I thought that
was fixed,
cute in the first
whatever.
One. Give him his voice back.
But well, they do.
Mold.
I thought it had been
how?
But
why? Explain to me how and why
just
when it needs to happen
because of love
because of emotions
yeah.
that's what I'm it's
yeah.
so dumb
so I pictured so it, like I was hoping that he would do like when he gets hit with the tracker is he'd go like Moon River
yeah but he doesn't like, so
no it doesn't
I know you
so meanwhile crazy Anthony Hopkins is
I love
the
Anthony
leader
yeah.
of the
he's a Witwicky
he's a Witwicken
no
yeah. yes but,
okay but, he's a Witwicken so that's the retcon part is we're led to believe that Sam Witwicky
somehow
from Shia LaBeouf is related to Merlin
yes yeah. no Merlin's a different no
so he's related
the girls
to who?
Are related to Merlin
and he's
related,
related to King Arthur
the yeah, Witwickens,
was,
whoever the secret
that was
society
Merlin,
is.
But yeah, Shia LaBeouf was a Witwicky, and it was like...
So that somehow maybe morphed
right.
from the
okay.
Witwicky.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily bloodline. Just because you're put in this organization doesn't mean you're
all right,
marrying each other.
So
we're
introduced to Anthony Hopkins, who is like the last protector,
yes.
who gets the wisecracking butler robot.
Probably one of the
sure.
better parts of the movie, honestly.
Fine.
I
whatever.
Mean,
oh, I hated that robot.
I was not, like, I was indifferent about the robot.
He was hit or miss for me. I thought he had some funny lines.
He had more misses than hits.
Well, the movie had almost
that's
no
also
hits.
True.
I couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand him.
So, and then we're introduced to British Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm. Professor of Arthurian Studies.
Professor, doctor, whatever. They give her, like, 900 titles.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Who can't get a man, Kevin.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
It's crazy.
You know, not like the hot, smart British chick.
No way
she'd
ever
find a
yeah.
dude until she finds the idiot lunkhead American that she falls in love with, apparently.
So basically, you have Anthony Hopkins trying to get the British professor and Mark Wahlberg together. Mark Wahlberg, meanwhile, was given a talisman from the ancient knight robot that crashed in Wrigley Field, who now has chosen him.
Yes.
And Optimus Prime is floating in outer space to randomly
so what
float
happened
back
there?
To Cybertron.
Why is he in outer space?
Because he's so upset with the humans, he needs to meet his makers in the end of the last movie.
Ah.
So you've got all this. We have the Arthurian legend and all that stuff. We have the Witwickens. We have the history changing. We have Optimus Prime at Cybertron. We have... I mean, it's just like... This is so convoluted
right.
and complex.
So we should say that Optimus Prime goes back to Cybertron, which...
And he meets CGI Medusa robot.
Yeah, right.
Who apparently is in charge of creating all Cybertronian life. So the makers that was this big mystery who made all these things is just this like...
Little
sorceress
cyber robot
crazy
thing.
Person. Yeah.
yeah. So she...
Yeah, she was the third-rate Borg queen.
Yeah.
So she does give him the touch. and the power.
Yeah.
And turns
purple
him into
eyes. Purple eyes.
And yeah. a weird thing on the side of his face.
Yep.
That's how you know.
I am Nemesis Prime.
When they show Megatron, and I was like, so he's like, if they just wipe the little thing off the side of his face, like, does he become a good guy again?
Yeah.
Like, is that what happens?
So Megatron is back. So he turned into.
When did he come back?
Well, he just did is.
He?
Oh,
so he came back in this movie?
Yeah.
This wasn't like set up in other movies?
I don't feel like it was.
He was in hiding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because so for the first three movies, it was Agent Smith was
Megatron.
Yeah, instead of Frank Welker, who
and they bring know, Frank Welker
man of,
back.
He has 800 credits in IMDb.
Yeah.
He does like the animals in every single animated movie. Like the guy
but
does
he's the original Megatron, right?
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So they used Hugo Weaving as Megatron the first three.
And he was good. I liked
fine
him
with Hugo Weaving, but no, you need Megatrons. You need Frank Welker.
Well, Frank Welker says no.
They kept Peter Cullen.
Well, I don't think so. I think they wanted the name.
But they weren't gonna use Peter Cullen and the outcry.
Oh yeah.
There's no voice.
Yeah, they weren't gonna use him. And then they were like,
"It's terrible."
Yeah,
he had like that Optimus. To me, the voice of Optimus Prime is on the level of
Darth Vader,
Kevin Conroy.
Well, yeah.
Like I don't really like anybody else
but
doing
you've got,
Batman.
Yeah, but you've got Batman. You got Darth Vader. You've got
sure.
Optimus
yeah,
Prime.
I mean,
there are
yeah.
all these voices where it's like you've got to
have
that
established. It's part yeah. of the identity.
Yeah.
So in the last movie, Galvatron was the thing that Stanley Tucci's
was that Leonard Nimoy. Did Leonard Nimoy do a voice in
that
these?
He was in the third one.
As who?
Bad.
Oh,
but are you talking about the animated movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was Galvatron, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Galvatron was in the last one, who was a robot created by Stanley Tucci's company. So now Megatron reappears from wherever he went, and it is Frank Welker too. So I'm glad
yeah.
this is the first movie where we've got Megatron, not Galvatron, same kind of character, but like you've got like Megatron, Optimus Prime, their original voice actors.
Yeah.
At least they did that. But he's not really...
I feel like he's just like chilling
really
out.
He is, because he ends up going to like the Medusa lady.
Whatever, says, I'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just give me...
So they're kind of working to take over Cybertron as they always wanted to, while Prime is trying to destroy Earth, who is really
Unicron. Which
it's
is
like,
another
yeah.
character? Is another Transformers character? Yes. Which is like, wait a minute!
This
what?
Movie tries to mine so much from the original movie, which is such a fun movie, but they don't do anything with it. So they're like, yeah, Earth is really a robot called Unicron,
right?
What?
Yep,
Earth is
that's
a robot.
That's what we're told now. Earth is a transformer.
Yes.
Didn't yeah. the knights crash land on Earth?
So
but...
Cybertron and Unicron are supposed to. That's why Cybertron is coming to Earth.
Yeah
is because they're supposed to fight
to
each other.
To destroy Unicron.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a thing.
What? Yeah, there's...
Yes. Yeah.
See what I'm saying? This story is crazy.
Yeah, well,
I watched the movie, and I was...
yeah,
Our atmosphere was violated, but as soon as our moon was destroyed, I'm like, pretty sure
we've got problems.
Other things are going to happen here besides,
right.
you know, the Transformer planet's going to kind of just dip into our,
right.
our
so
area.
So they're saying that, like, these little claws that are popping out are
the horns
is Unicron's defense against Cybertron. That's why the key is at Stonehenge,
which is like the
there's plot, the whole movie makes sense.
It's so nonsensical.
Yeah.
I just stopped listening.
No, it's terrible,
but it makes me long for the narrative cohesion of a Fast and Furious
yes.
movie.
That's the problem. So this movie has too much plot and too much crap where you're like, have the robots punch each other in the face.
That's all
now,
I want.
Just punch.
Also, the collateral, like, I know we give Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman as much as they both deserve as far as collateral damage. This one just doesn't care.
Yeah, but these aren't bad. I mean, the
when
bad
the
guys
military,
are gonna...
When the military opens fire in a city street and doesn't care who they hit, that's a problem. Like, you don't get collateral. Like, the military...
Yeah, they're not cops.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
A little too soon for that one,
sorry.
But all right.
I don't remember that scene.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean,
well, like, they
giant
open
robots.
They open fire... Oh, dang it. Not in Chicago, but somewhere in, like, D.C. or something.
Well, where they're
the guys,
all terrible.
The guy's like... He killed my men, blah, blah, blah. And then they just open fire in a city street.
Yeah, they're terrible. So basically, also, we haven't really mentioned, we touched on it, but Transformers have been dubbed illegal. So now all the good guy soldiers from the beginning
are actually
working for the anti-Transformer task force.
Or they're in Cuba.
So now we have...
Don't forget,
Oh, yeah.
What's his name shows back up.
John Turturro.
John Turturro is back for like a couple.
Was on
like,
vacation and shot a couple scenes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was like, "Way to go, John Turturro! That's how you do it."
That's what I was like. Oh, don't bring him back.
He literally
phoned it in.
Yes. So he did. So now John Turturro has found the ancient book that has the answer to what Unicron is doing. He's trying to get it to Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins needs Mark Wahlberg because he's the last knight chosen by the Transformer, and the girl is the only one that can wield the staff that Merlin wielded because she's the last descendant of Merlin.
I'm a Transformer now.
So
you got one of those Transformers.
We got one of those Transformers. So how's that for a plot summary for you?
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Is that what you expected from your Transformers movie?
No, I just want Optimus Prime to punch Megatron in the face.
Yeah. And also keep in mind that 80% of these plot points were screamed at you.
Yes.
This is a loud movie.
Honestly, at the end of this movie, the only thing I cared about was the fact that that little Vespa robot didn't turn into a Vespa.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why didn't he turn into a Vespa? That
because he had a Decepticon arm.
Wheelie.
I know, but I was like,
hey, Wally, what's up? Yeah. How you doing?
But so, it was a Vespa. Like, you saw it. I was like, just turn it into a Vespa.
He got his arm cut off, Dan.
So
couldn't do it.
Best part.
Half the parts were gone.
Best part of the entire movie is just a tiny little one-off scene where they're explaining the historical significance of the Transformers. Bumblebee fought in World War II and was a Volkswagen Beetle, which is completely fitting for Germany in World. So it's
and
like
he was a Beetle, like in the original story, he was a Beetle in the original source material.
So best part of the movie is like a 2-minute clip, but it's like wow, they showed him as a Beetle in World War II. That's great. Okay, other than that,
and continue. Here we go.
Movie's piece of crap.
Yeah. So they
Hot Rod. They meet Hot Rod because Hot Rod picks up Hot Professor. She's a Porsche, a black Porsche.
Yeah.
And she drives, and then she's like, this car's crappy. And he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, this car's a piece.
No, was it? I thought it was a Lamborghini.
Well, no, it was a Porsche, that old Porsche in the beginning.
Yeah, he's like the one
that... crashes into the bike rack.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Was it an old Porsche?
Yeah, that...
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was just like
was it an old Lamborghini?
I mean, it was
I thought they were doing the same thing as like they did with
the Camaro Bolts. I thought it was a Porsche, but maybe it's an old Lamborghini, but it had more of like a curved top. Yeah. But anyway, so she's like, oh, this is crappy. So he goes and scans a new Lamborghini
brand spanking new one.
It's the same scene out of the first with Bumblebee.
Basically.
Same scene. So he transforms, and so he's a black Lamborghini that speaks French.
Well, they never tell you how, like, shouldn't she have been crushed in the transformation process? Like, she's in the car, so like the whole interior of the car has to change. Like, she would have been crushed in the car
probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's stupid. I mean, you can't even pay some homage, like we said,
just
to
make
the characters.
Them red. Like, make I get them if you want to make Lamborghini, them a Lamborghini or Porsche, fine, but make them red.
Yeah,
you know. So then Optimus Prime is under the spell of Space Medusa, and she sends him to Earth.
Oh, that's Nemesis Prime.
Prime.
Yeah.
Sends him to Earth, and then he starts taking out.
So this is where we got, like, you know, he's doing the same like Vin Diesel thing, and
appears
for like, oh, our good guy's bad now.
He's
going to
kill everybody.
Yeah. He was a Citroën DS, is a French car.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so,
gotcha.
Yeah,
great.
So it looked like a Lamborghini, at least.
So,
yeah.
So at least his French heritage is
legit, I guess.
So that's why they made him French, so they could use a French sports car.
Sure.
Unlike the Japanese Mercedes, they used a French car, and that's why they made him French.
They probably have to have the Mercedes be Japanese because there would be no American voice actors in this film because we don't have American cars anymore.
We don't. Yeah. The American car in this movie doesn't have a voice.
Yeah.
That's basically, you know, which says something about the American car industry at this point.
In America itself.
Yeah, right.
So we talk about Bumblebee.
Oh, we've got a voice. It's just not one that we want to have talking for us.
So Bumblebee, since the first movie, has his voice box breaks, so he has to use radio stations. It's cute in the first one. It's fine in the second one, whatever. So in this one, you're like, they're going to fix it. Cade Yeager goes to Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Buscemi shows up.
He gets the voice modulator from Steve Buscemi, and they install it into Bumblebee, and you're like, oh, this is going to work. And they give him a female voice.
Well, it's like a Garmin. Like,
like a Siri.
Right.
So they give him a female voice, though, and he's like, this isn't my voice. And so, like, oh, it's back to radio stations. So I guess it's not fixed. But when Nemesis Prime comes to attack and he just starts destroying Bumblebee, he's about to take him out, and his voice comes back.
And he says,
You tell me how that works.
Marthatron.
Marthatron.
Yeah. So it's just,
why did you say that name?
So he has his voice back when he needs it, and then they never allude to it.
Was he fighting Bane?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'd be like, why did you say that name?
So it's just
stand
so dumb.
Aside.
It's so convenient that
you
that's
have my permission to die.
And then so, of course, Optimus Prime has the spell wiped from
yeah,
him once
well,
he hears
hey,
his buddy's voice.
Do you know how it happened?
How?
His eyes turn blue.
And that's how you know. And his red mark goes
his
like,
red mark goes away. Like, I feel
Bumblebee
better.
Just kind of like licked a towel and was like, or he put some whatever fluid on a towel and wiped it off.
He uncorked a little pee thing that he did.
Yeah,
the second
on
one.
Someone's head.
Yeah,
yeah,
right, right. Yeah. So now the... We have
now. It's a race against time to pull
so,
the staff.
Okay, wait. So right? Yeah, no.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So just, well, I'm skipping
yeah,
all that. We've got
it
they've
is.
Got
it's
the staff.
All that.
It's yeah. a race against time
we've
to get
got,
to the end of this.
She gets this. They go underwater. They find another ship. They get the staff. They yeah. wake up the old Centurion Transformers.
The knights.
They all yeah. go to the surface.
There's a submarine, but don't worry about that. We'll just skip that.
Yeah, we'll skip that completely. They get to the surface.
But Megatron steals the staff, gives it to Medusa. She puts it into the Cybertronian weapon, which sends a beam to Earth.
Right.
So we're against the...
So now what Cybertron is doing is it's sucking the life from Unicron, quote-unquote Earth.
Yeah.
And rebuilding Cybertron. Yeah. Rebuilding Cybertron. Right. Nemesis Prime regains his composure, becomes Optimus Prime again. Now he's going to get killed... Yeah. He's going to be sacrificed by the knights.
Which I thought was so crappy. It's like, it was not his
you
fault.
You betrayed
like,
your people, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
And it's
blah.
Like, I get it, but he was under a spell, but he owns it. He's like, oh, they're going to kill me. I betrayed
I will
my...
say, like
you didn't.
I've seen enough Transformers that Optimus Prime, I feel like, is suicidal. Like, he just wants to die because he's always willing to sacrifice himself at the... So, like, in the,
guy.
In the movie, he gives away his
he just wants out of this franchise.
He does, yeah. Donald Cullen's just like, can I not do these anymore? Like,
I'm
in the movie,
tired.
He gives away the,
well, but
the
no,
spark
but,
to...
But to save Hot Rod, because
right.
Hot Rod tries to attack Megatron, and Megatron uses him as a shield,
yeah.
and he kills Optimus Prime, so on a deathbed, he gives him the Matrix.
The Matrix, yeah. and then, but don't worry, he's coming back. Spoilers.
Yeah. But we get Rodimus Prime.
Rodimus
first,
Prime,
yeah.
that's right.
And you've got the touch. Yeah,
that's, wait, Eroticus Prime?
Eroticus
no, Prime.
No,
that's,
no,
the,
no.
That's the Vivid porn parody. Who always
the
gets the costumes better than the real movies, which is always
funny. Parody
is
just all women with vibrators.
Yeah, right. Shaped as different cars.
But who's,
I don't know how this is going to fit.
But we talk about, so, yeah. we, you know, yeah. we talk about the original movie.
Have you seen my garage?
The
why'd
the,
you say it twice? I didn't.
The voice talent's so good.
Two
in the,
car garage.
In the 1986 movie, yeah. the voice.
Get a pass. We can put a garage in the back too.
But
all right,
we've got great voices.
So it's called a detached garage.
okay.
All
Dan,
right.
Dan's reached his limit.
No, well, I really just want to get this done.
Go
there's,
ahead. Yeah.
There's great voices
yes.
there in the original
sure,
movie. You have
sure.
Judd Nelson. You have Leonard Nimoy. You have Orson Welles as Unicron. You have who's Unsolved Mysteries guy?
Robert Stack.
You have Robert Stack as the one that takes over before Rodimus Prime.
Yeah.
Who is that? I just can't think of his
Eroticus
name.
Eroticus Prime?
No. stop. So it's on. Like you've got this great voice talent. And in this one, it's like you get John Goodman as Hound, which is fine. I think he plays the character fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
But then you get Ken Watanabe as
which I like him.
Yeah. I do, but it's like it's just
because
kinda,
he's not given much to do for
no,
an actor of his
really
caliber,
not. And so it just kind of lacks the. I wish that they would put some good voice actors other than the two leads into these robots, but
yeah.
it just
what's the point though?
Yeah,
okay, they'd be wasted.
So,
you know what I mean?
Before the big sacrifice, Mark Wahlberg's armband, his Fitbit starts acting yeah. up, and also it is like he's got was it Excalibur?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it was Excalibur. Okay, so wait. So they have to obligatorily let Mark Wahlberg show his abs.
Yes.
And then the British Megan Fox needs to trip over herself
yeah.
repeatedly because yeah. Mark Wahlberg is built like a brick house.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and to his credit,
obviously
he
not,
is built, you know,
Mark Wahlberg's
like a superhero.
Dining at
dude is
Wahlburgers.
In,
no, he's not.
Dude
yeah.
is in Marky Mark level shape. Like
I would agree.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He,
is,
I don't know. If,
he's in his 50s.
He doesn't look like that all the time, does he?
Funky Bunch.
I think he does.
This is Funky Bunch.
This is Funky.
Yeah.
This is Calvin Klein Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, it is. That's Marky Mark. Yeah.
But I feel like, and I mean, I feel like he's slim.
Like, he was, he didn't look like that in The Departed, or he didn't look like that in...
I think the dude keeps in pretty good shape.
I think he does. Yeah. I think he got himself into into Marvel superhero shape for this movie.
He did a few crunches.
Yeah, just a couple crunches.
So, yeah, so he, the medallion that he's given... the medallion just takes over his body, and yeah, he pulls Excalibur.
And he's able to stop the
blade...
Out of his garage.
Yes.
His rear garage. He's able to stop
the
blade...
Well, I think that's all he has.
Okay.
Well, I don't judge.
All right.
Well, I'm not judging him. Just medical fact.
He's got a garage in the front.
I just want to move on.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That would make the movie way worse.
12. More like an addict.
12.
It's like an addict, yeah.
12 minutes.
We're getting there. That's why we got to make these jokes. Yeah, so he's, the Excalibur is able to stop the blade of a Transformer.
Yeah, it
where was he's just
fine,
like,
there whatever.
Was a human,
a huge robot. With,
yeah, yeah, right, right.
Yeah. But so he's magic now.
There's a certain amount of physics that are lost, but okay.
Sure. So he stops the decapitation of Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And Optimus Prime is like, yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah.
Let's go kill some Decepticons. Yeah. And everybody says, okay. So they go and they stop the... There's a big fight, and they, so like in the trailers, they kind of allude that the scene where Optimus Prime decapitates those robots, like
that's pretty cool.
But I mean, it looked good,
yeah.
But like they allude, they make it look like he is killing Autobots.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
So yeah, like I was like, okay, good misdirect.
Trickery,
misdirect.
Yeah.
So he ends up killing a bunch of
randoms,
red shirts, if you will.
Yeah.
They realize that they have no time left. This isn't going to work. So who's the guy from Veep and Arrested Development?
Oh, Tony Hale.
Tony Hale, which, I mean, great. I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's just like, no, this isn't going to work.
That's the only good thing about this movie is when I see actors like that and I'm like, yeah,
good for you.
You got paid.
Yeah, yeah. Like who's Ahmed from... Community,
yeah.
When he shows, I mean, Captain America.
Yeah. But those are good movies, so like I don't feel bad.
True.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't when they're in bad movies, like the actors like that,
yeah,
like are in bad movies.
Have you watched
like
this latest season of Veep?
No,
we don't have time.
Ooh,
but I'm just like, I'm just like, good for you. I'm glad that they're getting
good
paid.
For you.
Right. Tony Hale got he had
a day
bit of a paycheck,
a day shoot.
Yeah,
yeah.
You and know, they got, you know, he got $100,000.
Literally, like, I mean, he's just in a little like set. And they just shot all the scenes.
Right. And then he's on video for the other
And
half.
Then he's on the video
he's
screen.
He's on the back of a green screen.
Oh, yeah. So.
So what do they have to do? They end up
so
throwing
decide,
British professor up to the staff.
Well, they
or
decide that
right?
like this isn't going to work. So we have to shoot nuclear bombs at this other part to make it work like a pendulum and knock Stonehenge off.
This was dumb.
Yeah, it was bad.
Okay.
So the British professor decides, screw that. I'm going back to Stonehenge and I'm going to pull the staff. I'm going back to wherever they're going, pull the staff out and everything will be okay.
Marky Mark follows
I mean, Tony Hale makes the case for not doing that because the mumbo jumbo hocus pocus stuff is ridiculous. And I'm like, at what point was that ridiculous? And this interplanetary
thing
with robots and dinosaurs and some robots that turn into dragons.
Right.
Like, when did that seem like it was okay?
What's your threshold?
Yeah. Where does this get cut off?
Let's talk about dinosaurs real quick. Grimlock, the coolest, one of the coolest hands down Autobots, is
always
in the movie for the first 3 seconds in the junkyard.
He comes back one time.
And they take a whole ship to go fight this power. You don't bring Grimlock
you
or the
Dinobots
with you?
Don't bring the Tyrannosaurus Rex. You don't even bring the mini dinosaur.
I mean,
bots.
I don't care what you think of that terrible movie last time, but Optimus Prime riding a giant robot T-Rex with a sword is badass. Why would you have him in the junkyard, like just breaking stuff, and then not bring him to
fight? And then puke up the...
Eating cars.
Puke up the sheriff's car. So she goes back. They destroy the one thing. It doesn't work. She pulls the staff out. She pulls out. And everything.
She doesn't want to get pregnant.
We don't want to get pregnant. That's the way that works. And so everything stops. They kill
because Hot Rod has time control powers too.
Right.
Don't forget that.
I forgot. Yep.
They just threw that in there. Why not?
He puts Marky Mark and Not Megan Fox in a bubble. Optimus Prime grabs them and takes off out wherever they're going. Cybertron stops growing and stops destroying the Earth. They kill. Well, you think they kill Space Medusa, and then everybody's okay.
Yeah, and then he gets to do his same speech that he does.
Autobots.
I know.
Yeah,
every movie.
I am
Optimus Prime. Whoa.
We are here to protect the humans.
Except for the, you know. So now Cybertron and Unicron are connected.
Well, now it's like, but wait a minute. For this 2.5 hours, we haven't heard about Unicron again. I guess, what? Did they just forget about Unicron?
So now
wait till the after credits scene.
Yeah, they're both connected.
Oh, there was an I didn't wait. Yeah,
it wasn't an after credits. It was like immediately.
I knew it was coming. I even read about it so I could leave, but it came up on the screen before I could walk down the steps.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll stay.
But they're like,
I literally...
You ran.
As the movie...
as
he started his speech, I got up, and because I was at a screening, I got up, walked down the stairs, and I stood at the foot of the stairs by the door to watch the last... So as soon as it was like...
You could turn around.
As soon as it showed the first credit, I'm like, out.
Yeah. Like, you ran out of there.
I did.
Like, you rolled over the steps, over the balcony. Goodbye!
But it's just like some woman that's just
Tom
like...
Tom O'Keefe, roll out!
Roll out.
It's just like, Unicron is coming.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's some
is that
lady.
A fat joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
It was some... it was just some lady.
Yeah.
It was some lady who now is Medusa.
Yeah, and now, they did a little thing on her face.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be Medusa?
Yeah.
Oh, I just totally forgot.
I can show you how to kill it.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I forgot. I didn't realize the connection.
That's who that was. Yeah,
awesome.
She was Medusa. She possesses like British military guy.
Yeah.
And then credits.
And then she says, I can show you how to kill it, which it was like, wait a minute, they were just looking at it. And she's like, I can teach you how to kill it.
They're just like, okay, well, I'll kill it.
Right. So when does Voltron come into all this? How does that work?
So I think these movies have destroyed the chances of there being a Voltron movie ever.
Why? Because they only make $1 billion each?
Like, I just don't. I don't.
Why wouldn't you make a knockoff of an incredibly successful franchise?
Who owns that?
Oh,
does anybody?
Is that?
Was it Coppler?
I think it was owned by the
Channel 11.
The
people that own Channel 11 locally, KPLR.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. But they just rebooted on Netflix, so someone's got control of it.
That's true.
It's whoever owns the rights to it now.
Yeah. But it was owned locally.
But it's called Power Rangers. I mean, that's what Voltron is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, this one is the most blatant at reaching it, you know, basically trying to set up another one.
Yeah.
Michael Bay says he's out, but I think he said that the last two movies. I don't know.
They say he's out until they're like, here's $1 million.
Yeah.
Here's $5 million.
Yeah.
Oh, there's way more than that.
There's way more than that, for sure.
And Mark Wahlberg's out too, right? I thought he said this is his last one.
Cade Yeager's probably out because there's no reason.
So, you know what that means.
Scott Eastwood.
Transformers 6.
Starring Shia LaBeouf.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Oh, the franchise killer.
I could see them trying to get back
the Ted McGinley of franchises.
I could see them trying to bring back.
I'll tell you what,
Shia LaBeouf.
I just
trying to court him back. You're like, hey man, what do you got going on? Oh, you're gonna wear a bag on your head? Come do this movie.
No, I'll tell you what.
We'll CGI your face on it.
I mean, hopefully, I'm not ruining your video coverage, but I'm just saying the first Transformers. Go back and watch it, and you will be amazed how good that movie is in retrospect.
It's a really good movie.
It's a legit action movie.
It's definitely the best of them.
Yeah. I bought that on a bootleg VHS from a comic show and like
that was hard to get for a long time.
It was. It's the uncut version.
Where one of the robots says,
"God?" Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And that was, I mean, you couldn't find it. That was
crazy time.
It's a fun movie. And Shia LaBeouf, again, he elevates the
Shia
material.
LaBeouf? It was Shia LaBeouf does?
Mm-hmm.
Shia LaBeouf does.
Yeah.
He's talking about the first one.
We're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
He's talking about the first one.
I was like, it's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. But the first Transformers, just go watch
it. So that's Shia LaBeouf at his...
He's acting.
He's
like
good.
The guy is a good actor.
He's
I don't care.
Holes.
Holes and Disturbia, right?
That might have been pre-Disturbia.
Yeah, it's probably the same year. I think it's right around the same time of each other. But yeah, that was...
Love Holes. The guy's a good actor, though. As crazy as he is, there's a lot of crazy actors out there, but the guy can act.
Sure.
I mean...
Yeah, nope. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
So, Dan, do you have a video recovery for us?
Yeah, because when I was looking at this show, I was like, what the hell am I even going to attempt
a rare cuss.
Yeah.
From Dan Graney.
That's okay. We can call this one Transformers Show. So I was like, you know what? I want to see if the Asylum has had any sort of like Transformer type movies.
Oh my gosh.
They have had them. I do like Saturday Night.
Transmorphers.
Transmorgifiers. I usually like to watch crappy drive-in type movies on Saturday night. And so I found one. It was Mega Shark versus Colossus. It's from 2015. It stars Ileana Douglas, and I don't know, or Ileana Douglas, who you've seen from like To Die For, and a Stir of Echoes and a bunch of other things.
And she was the lady who got her face bit off and raped in Cape Fear, right?
She might have been. But yeah, and I don't, so it makes I don't know.
Robert De Niro.
It's real. I'm not kidding. There's a movie called Transmorphers.
I just couldn't find it streamable for me. I don't like to do a lot of Googling on variations of trans. Yeah. You know, like just
case, on the side of caution.
In case my wife goes through my browser history, it's a lot easier to explain.
Yeah, so I was trying to find one that is, you know, I don't know what she did to get trapped in the, you know, what kind of movie jail she's in right now. But
she's great.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So I was like, well, why is she in this? Anyway, it's I don't know which is a sequel to Mega Shark.
Because why not?
The Mega Shark
movie. Will I be able to follow this if I have not seen Mega Shark?
No, this movie makes no sense at all. So it's exactly aligned with what we're talking about. Because there's a giant shark, and you know they're fighting the Mega Sharks, and they have these two submarine crews of scantily clad women, the unicorn team, and these sort of submarines, and they all are wearing like zip front spandex, but they get wiped out right off the bat. So I'm like, what is this movie doing? And then there's some sort of weird arms deal with some secret Russian factory where they're digging up red mercury, but they also have a giant old Cold War robot. And
do they store them under the Papa John's?
The robot gets awakened, and then it turns into, ultimately, you know, you think, oh, it's gonna be a battle between the giant shark and the giant robot, and
it is called
Colossus, Mega Shark versus Colossus. And I will say, in that last 5 minutes, it was really, if you wanted to skip forward of this 90-minute spectacular to the 5 minutes, there is a couple seconds where the animation on this robot is so terrible that the CGI shark looks amazing. As a robot, I'm like, whoa, try that.
I think the CGI shark in it, he had that clause in his contract, you know, the way that Lucille Ball said Ethel Merman had to be, not Ethel Merman, Ethel. What was the actress's name? I'm totally blank on it, but whatever. Yeah. Had to stay heavy.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She had to stay like 15 pounds heavier than Lucille Ball.
Interesting. William Frawley and, is it Vivian?
Vivian Vance?
It might have been Vivian Vance.
Well,
so,
done. Well done, boys.
Yeah.
That's a tag team old timey reference.
That's what that was. Man, there was some digging there.
Yeah.
Well, we're done for the day.
Especially because they're both dead.
That's also true.
Yes. So, I mean, it's about as good as this. So if you
were excellent.
And
shorter and free.
Yeah. Shorter and free. So save yourself some time.
You know these movies are bloated when you see that the running time is 2.5 hours on this movie, and you're like, oh, thank God it's only 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
because the last one was almost three.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
this
yikes.
And it's like Michael Bay feels like it somehow legitimizes these movies to make them long. All you did was, I mean, you heard that plot, just cut it back to robots punching robots.
That's all you need.
Robots punching sharks.
Look at Godzilla, look at King Kong. Like, they get it.
Yeah.
That Kong movie.
This isn't supposed to be high art. It's supposed to be dumb fun.
Yes.
And it's dumb, but it ain't fun.
Kong movie gets it.
Yeah.
We're going to go punch some stuff.
Yeah. Kong was a blast.
Yeah. Watch Skull Island. Go back to that.
And I said on Twitter, this movie is the cinematic equivalent of a Trump handshake.
Where he's just like, and we're going to get yelled at.
The dude shakes.
Roll out.
The dude shakes hands weird. If that's a political statement,
weird.
I don't know what else to do.
He just does.
He shakes hands like
the only guy to like rebuke the Trump handshake is the guy from Canada.
Yeah.
Well, do yourself a favor, and if you like, you know, 80s stuff, 1986, The Transformers, the movie, is a really fun movie. It's got a great 80s soundtrack. Weird Al's even in it.
Yeah.
Dare to be stupid.
And if your kid wants to see something newer with CGI robots, do everyone in the household a favor and rent Real Steel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Real Steel was great.
Yeah.
And it was better than it had any right to be.
Any right at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
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 It's better than this.
Big dumb robot punching fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they don't hide the robots when it comes time for the punches.
That's true.
So anyway, thank you, Dan, for your video recovery. I guess that's it for this episode. We will go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett or on ReviewSTL.com.
And this is is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Hubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you want to continue the conversation online, find us at facebook.com/Real Spoilers or on Twitter at Real Spoilers or on our website, realspoilers.com. I believe that's all of the areas. You can go to iTunes where you can rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. It's why we beg for it every week.
Yes.
So coming up next week, because Kevin's out of town and I'm going on vacation, there will be no box office report. So we'll just have one movie, but we will tackle Baby Driver for you. So
looking forward to that one.
Waiting for that one. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, Valcom 17485 and Aquacom 89045 live out their days in a junkyard with their robot daughter.
You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah. After all is said and done, you never walk.
Think the bass is taken away from the vocal?
No, not really. Maybe. It sounds balanced to me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's definitely taken away from my vocal. Just to take the bass down and bring up the vocal. Okay, let's do it, Nick. You heard him.
You want to take it from the top?
Yeah, let's try it.